Tonight we're celebrating the 41st anniversary of Transcendence Perfection, Guru's 843 poems, written on November 1st between midnight and midnight. I'd like to mention in passing that Mahiruha in Chicago has already celebrated this event by reciting the entire book Monday night without making any mistakes, but reciting by heart. Mahiruha was born on the day that Guru wrote Transcendence Perfection. So in a few minutes, there's no way that one can actually do justice to the vastness of the work, Transcendence Perfection. I'd just like to make a few comments about how I made my selection. One could select poems by categories. Love could be a category, transcendence could be a category, transformation could be a category, etc. There's so many ways that one could make selections. One could look for poems that had literary interest. One could look for poems that spiritually penetrate the reader's heart according to that person's receptivity. There's different ways. I'd just like to give you an example. It's called My Heart Door. I cannot close my heart door, for I know not when my beloved supreme will arrive. I cannot leave my heart door open, for who knows who will come in. My heart door must remain open only for my beloved supreme. So I just wanted to comment in passing that this poem is both interesting from a literary point of view. It has two opposing sentences and a resolution. It's interesting from a spiritual point of view, and it's interesting to me from one other point of view, which I'd like to elaborate on. It's poem number 755, and this means that Guru composed this poem probably around 9 p.m., probably within 3 hours of reaching his goal. And I became interested in what Guru was experiencing as a human as he was finishing his race. When this poem was written, Guru had been composing a poem every 100 seconds for 21 hours already, you know. And if you've run long distances, you know there's a certain point where you finally begin to sense that the end of the race is somehow in sight. You know, and I looked at the poems, the last 150 poems, the last 100 poems, and it seems to me by looking at those poems that there's tremendous happiness revealed in these poems, you know, for the human and Guru. There's very, very strong statements of powerful faith, triumph, confidence, exuberance, and it just became interesting for me to try to imagine as a seeker to recreate in my heart the drama of what it was like for Guru, for the human in Guru, to do this race and to finish it in such glorious way, and how did he feel about it? And needless to say, you know, he was very, very happy, I'm sure, and I know, it's in the words. And so anyways, my selection comes from the last poems that were created in the last 3 hours of Guru's race. That's how I made my selection tonight. From each age to each age, O Lord, you come into the world. Yet we enjoy living in oblivion cave. Still, O Lord, you come to wipe our tearful eyes and to make us feel that you love us and you need us. Thank you. I cannot exactly say who loved God first or who needed God first, but this much I can say. I am one of those few, very few, who need God first, who love God first, long before they think of themselves, love themselves. If you do not know the kind of person I am, then I wish to tell you. I am a truth seeker, a God lover, a God revealer, and a God fulfiller on earth, a God dreamer, and a God bestower in heaven. As long as we live on earth, we shall have to accept certain limitations, for earth is limitation itself. Nevertheless, it is we who have to try to transcend earth limitations as well as heaven perfection. Activity is self-perfecting opportunity. Opportunity missed, ignorance fee increased, strikingly and yet helplessly. Failure does not concern me. What concerns me is God's satisfaction in God's own way in my aspiration life. This very moment is the best the world can afford to give us. Let us avail ourselves of this golden moment. Inside the heart of the moment is eternity's silence, life, and infinity's smile. Don't throw your today against tomorrow. Don't throw your today against yesterday. Allow today to grow and glow, to sing and dance in its own way. Like yesterday, today too has much to contribute. Like tomorrow, today too has much to contribute. Give today its full value. Let it play its role, unhindered, unobstructed. Let it play its role in full majesty, sovereign, alone. Do not count the time that is lost, but count the time that is at your immediate disposal, the time that is before you. Is more than enough to enter into infinity's heart and eternity's perfection delight. And do not regret. Do not regret. Regret is nothing but a waste. Therefore, do not regret. See the light, feel the light, become the light of today's dawn, and cry not to see yesterday's stars, moon, and sun. They are gone. They should be buried in oblivion night. This time I'm going to win. I shall not lose to ignorance night. This time I'm going to win. All misunderstandings between reality and me, I have cast aside. Without fail, I'm going to win in the battlefield of life.
Enthusiasm is second to none. Enthusiasm is holy
one. This morning, my Lord Supreme gave ears to my soulful words. Therefore, today my existence on earth has become ecstasy flood. Ecstasy within, ecstasy without. When the hour comes, who can doubt? When the hour comes, who can remain aloof? When the hour comes, who can deny? When the hour comes, who can remain untransformed? When the hour comes, who can remain without becoming perfection? Glow. The hour has struck. Nobody can doubt that this world is God's. This world belongs to God the doer, God the action, and God the witness. The sky is alive with trumpets. The sky is alive with stars and planets. The sky is alive with the sun and the moon. The sky is alive with something else. My satisfaction light. Earth, I will do it for free. I will help you increase your aspiration cry for heaven abundantly. I will do it for free. Heaven, I will do it for free. I will help you increase your compassion light for earth. Generously, I will do it for free. My soul will go to you without fail. Let nothing stop it. Your soul will come to me without fail. Let nothing stop it. My soul, I will pour into you. Do anything you want to do with it. Make me into either the beauty of the morning or the ugliness of imperfection night. Do anything you want. I simply do what others dream of. I simply do what others talk about. I simply become what others dare not even to imagine.
My supreme, the victory.
the hour has struck. All human doubts have vanished. All human hesitations are illumined. This world of ours belongs to the Creator, the Beloved Supreme. His earth life is feasting on the riches of God's grace. His prayer to God. Lord Supreme, keep me singing your victory song as I proceed along the road of eternity. My Lord Supreme, no more do I see life's dreary waste. No more do I see life's countless thorns. I see only my strength, my beauty, my soul's joy, and my eternities all.